And welcome back to the locker room. And we're going to talk to Georgia Walker, who we've talked to a couple of times. And you're probably very relaxed in the studio now, Georgia.
Super relaxed, yeah.
So that would be a no. But gee, must have been very exciting a few weeks ago when, I mean, you'd finished school and you're thinking, yeah, gap year, oh, I've got these ideas. And one of your wishes would have been first year of women's AFL to get involved in that.
Yep.
And looked like you might have just missed out, but a couple of weeks ago...
Yeah.
You got, get the call. How did that actually happen? It was a letter, a phone call?
It was a phone call. So originally I was in a state academy and we had a practice match against the Collingwood, the women's side.
Yep.
And prior to that game, we were told, so unfortunately, Kendra Heal had done her ACL. And so like from this game, we'll find a replacement for our team as a midfielder. And so played that game. And on the that was a Friday night. Then the following Monday, got a call on the way to football from Wayne Seekman, the coach, and he's like, so having a chat about the game. And I'm like, because you know, he's coached me before, so I seriously thought he was just calling me to talk about
the
game.
Chat,
he's like, yeah, and he's like, so you want to come play for Collingwood? And I'm like, are you serious? Like, is this like real? And he's like, yeah. I was like, so yeah, that's how it all happened.
Now, Kendra Heal, isn't she Canadian?
Yeah, she's Canadian,
Which is, it's amazing that they've been able to gather such a wide range of. Sports people for the AFL, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They had netballers and everything going on.
But does she live out here?
Yeah, she lives down here.
Georgia's?
Yeah.
But born in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
And how many players are on the list down there at Collingwood?
So including Kenny, she's still part of our squad. So we have a squad of 28, including her. And yeah, so lucky number 27 I was, or 28 now, so...
We probably need to remind some of our listeners, because when we've talked to you before, you've been representative in, I think, under 16s at one stage.
Yeah.
And you actually were captain of the Vic Country Youth Team
last year. Yeah.
What was that experience like?
That was an experience and a half. In my last year of youth girls to captain, like, so I captained the Rye Youth Girls as well, co-captain, and to finally out, like, I've been in the program for about 3 years, and to get a cap, like, to be able to captain as, you know, it was almost a dream come true for then, and to be a part of, you know, for country who'd been one of the weaker teams in nationally throughout this carnival, and to be a part of that team and lead the team to our first victory, or our first two victories there in the national championships, that was awesome, and yeah. Honoured.
And your role as captain, how is it different? I mean, you've played in other games, not being a captain.
Yeah.
So what's the different role that you see as a captain of a football team?
For me, it's not much. Like, for when I play my role, it's not much different to what I would if I'm not, like, given that label as a captain. I think it's more. Now you got to lead on the field and off the field, not just be able to, you know, demonstrate your skills and your, like, through talk and stuff on the field. You have to look after the girls off the field before, after game kind of thing, check in how they're going and that type of stuff, and make sure they're getting around to each of them, especially on the field as well, I think is very important. But yeah.
So, Georgia, if a player doesn't get selected for a game from week to week down there at Collingwood in that, you know, 28 list, where do they end up playing in that particular round, or do you just sit it out?
Yeah, you sit it out. So whether you just help out on the bench or doing possibly running water, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no reserve side, or you don't drift down to another competition.
27.
I saw you guys play a match against Western Bulldogs during the week. Yeah. Was that your first pre-season match with them?
Yes, that was the first pre-season game for us, the Collingwood girls, and we had the full squad of 27 play, which is awesome. So we came out with no injuries, which was even better. So now it's going to come down, be even harder to select the squad of 22 to play next week against Carlton, but...
How did the Bulldogs women's side look? I think they're pretty strong.
They're a very strong team. They're a very quick side, very quick. So they run in their numbers and they're like three or four, and their ability to transition off the half back line into their forward was just, it was incredible, yeah.
So what attracted you to Aussie rules in the first place? And how old were you when you first pulled on a pair of footy boots?
So I did Auskick all the way back in the day. Had a game on the Telstra Dome back when it was called then. And then I played footy with all the boys at school at recess and lunch. And I remember one day after school, I'm like, Dad, take me to the footy oval. Like, I want to go play. And we've come home with shorts and socks and he signed me up. And Mum's kind of like, what's this kind of thing? So I did the second half of the year in under 10s down at Rye with the boys. And then I wanted, with convincing from Mum and Dad to have the permit down to play with the boys to, you know, be able to develop my skills more and get more confidence playing on the field. And then, yeah, just went from there. Really, yeah.
So this must be just a dream come true for girls like you that, you know, love the game and didn't really have the opportunities going back four, 5, 6 years ago.
Absolutely.
And now here you are playing for an AFL side, potentially. It's amazing.
So surreal. Yeah. Like, even now, I still don't believe it. Like, I got a bit teary on that practice game. I put on the jumper and I'm like, holy moly, like, this is actually happening. Like, it's been a dream ever since I can remember. And back, I think it was year 7 even, I was like, oh, I'm going to play AFL, like, in a mixed team, like, with the men's, like, play with Gary Ablett kind of thing. Like, that's all you had to look for kind of thing. There was nothing playing with boys. And when I did play with boys, I honestly thought I was one of the only girls that actually played till I got picked up into the more rep sides. And I'm like, there's other girls like me. Like, this is so cool.
Were you always a Collingwood supporter?
No, I'm...
I wouldn't have thought so.
Brisbane Lions supporter. So Dad's an old Fitzroy boy.
Oh, right.
And, you know, being the eldest of four, you got to follow your dad and footy, you get caught up and all that. So, yeah, Brisbane Lions supporter.
Yeah. So how's that going to go? Does it just all go out the window now and you're just Collingwood through and through?
Collingwood through and through, but always going to support my Brisbane boys. Can't leave them yet.
Now, you talked about, you know, starting at Rye and that sort of thing. Yep. You're also at the Victorian Women's Academy.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you do there and what you think you learnt from that experience.
So we train, I think it was once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just basically, it wasn't, so there's, we had two, like, squads. So we had one base in the Essendon and one base in Seaford, which is where I was. Mm-hmm. And so basically we had girls who were very experienced, with my experience, we had girls who had never played football before. We had soccer players, basketballers, a couple of tennis players in there who had, you know, had maybe even played one game of football, maybe not even. And it was kind of just developing your fundamental skills and then building up through more game sense and that type of stuff. You did rotation, did gym work each week as well. But yeah, run by Darren Flanagan and coached by Andrew Shakespeare, and yeah, great coaches down there. So,
and how about the fitness work? What sort of fitness work did you sort of find? Gee, this is a bit more than I've been doing in the past, or
I've always been pretty full on with my own fitness training kind of thing. But yeah, each night you do your own type of conditioning, like either at the start or at the end kind of thing. But yeah, it was like I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that fitness side of the things. It was hard, of course, but no, it was good. Yeah.
And are there other sports that compete for your attention even now, or is that have you just decided to concentrate
footy,
on Aussie
footy,
rules?
Footy.
It's always been like footy, like massive footy head. But I play netball down at the Rye Football Netball Club, and so I played A grade there last year and 17s the year before. So I'm hoping to be able to play there again this year. Just depends on how footy is and whether I get kept on at Collingwood or kind of thing. And so I'm hoping, I love netball. It breaks it up for footy because usually I'm training like 3 or 4 nights a week, and if I'm I coach a junior girls down there as well, so it takes up a lot of the time. So to be able to have netball or something like that just to break it up, it's, I enjoy that. So,
and there's quite a few other netballers who've made AFL women's squads too.
Yeah,
a couple of the local girls.
Yeah, the Hosking twins. Yes. They used to be down at Rye, now both at Carlton.
Okay. Which is interesting because I think the first game is Collingwood plays Carlton in February.
Next Friday night.
And how many games in the season?
7 games and then the grand final,
In this inaugural season.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
And it'll grow from there, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Maybe not, probably be similar next year, I think, just while it's still in the making.
Yep.
But yeah, hopefully in a couple of years' time we'll build out to the full season.
Mm. I've seen one of the marquee players for Collingwood is Moana Hope. How is it playing alongside her?
Oh, but I was starstruck the first time I got there. Like, you literally see this girl everywhere on TV, newspapers. Mm. She's now on the back of trucks, like, sponsored by Nike and that type of stuff. Like, she's everywhere. And, like, to have someone like her next to you, like, talking to you and that kind of thing, it's kind of like, this is cool. Like, yeah, I like it. It's, yeah, it's awesome to have that caliber of a player. Even the likes of Steph Giocchi as well, those type of girls. It's, and as an 18-year-old, I couldn't have asked for any like better role models to play with. Yeah.
So who are the leaders down at Collingwood? There's always a leadership group, isn't there?
So we have four leaders. We've got we've got Lou Wadden and Emma King, and then our vice captain's Alicia Eva and captain Steph Giocchi.
And so what sort of commitments is required now that you're down at Collingwood, you know, practice-wise and that sort of thing? How much time do you have to put in up there?
Yeah, so train 3 nights a week for 3 hours, and with the contracts it's 6 till 9, so you have to have 9 hours of training a week. But yeah, usually you get there a bit earlier, do a bit of gym work and that type of stuff. But yeah, so.
Do you use the same facilities as the men's
team? Yeah, as the men and the VFL boys and the netball girls there. So it's pretty busy there. It's massive, best facilities though. Got the massive netball courts, massive gyms there. It's, A grade.
Yeah, so I believe.
Yeah.
So have you got to meet Eddie yet?
No, I haven't seen him around. I saw Scott Pendlebury the other, like, my first days there. I was like, walked past in the gym, I nodded, hello. I was like, oh, like, this is cool.
And you're a midfielder? Did I pick up on before?
Yeah, midfielder and a bit of a backliner as well.
So you've got all the other midfielders and backliners lined up and you know whose place you're going to take?
Oh, I don't know if I'd take someone's place, but, you know, hopefully I get a spot. Fingers crossed.
How'd you go in that practice game?
Look, I thought I played a pretty good game. You know, some basic skill errors with nerves and, you know, type of pressure. Not being used, I only played 4 or 5 women's games last year, as well as the youth girls. But, you know, I thought I had a good game, couple good things, couple bad, like, not bad things, but, you know, a bit of mistakes kind of thing. But, yeah, I think I have a chance of getting picked up for next week, as do all the other 26 girls who played. So, just fingers crossed that, you know, do well at training next week and push myself and prove myself to be worthy for that spot for round one.
So when do they name the sides?
I think possibly on the Monday night at training, and then possibly become public on that Thursday, the night before, so I think.
Right, and it'd be interesting to see whether they start do it the way the footballers do, you know, when they have, you know, particular roles for players, or whether you have particular processes and rules that you follow, so that you know that there's an established pattern for everybody to work in. Because I think that'll be different when you see the way the men's AFL is at the moment. It's highly organised. Have you noticed anything along those lines yet, or is it
You mean like as in the club being organised? Very organised club, like with the staff that we've got there, like the best I've ever worked with, like absolutely amazing, nicest people. Yeah, they're very good at their job down at Collingwood.
And your friend Carly's come in with you.
Yes, she
give
has.
You a bit of moral support. So how far away are you, Carly, from
making a squad?
Yeah, making one of the squads.
I'm not very sure. I did nominate for the draft this year. Obviously, didn't get picked up. But
same age as Georgia?
I'm 2 years old, I think.
Right, okay.
But I'm hoping next year is the year that I get picked up.
All right. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's the possibility of in time they'll expand the number of teams involved, which creates more opportunities. And your position, where do you play?
Well, I do play on the wing and up forward, but I don't know.
You play anywhere to get a spot, is that it?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
All right, now, Georgia, we have to ask this question, I think, that because we've been talking about the money side of things, because it's only recently that some of the women's sports actually starting to get some sort of financial recognition. And it's only a short season, I know, but there is an actual contract, and is there a base salary level that someone like yourself who's just got involved is on? How does that all work?
So there's the base rate, so there's 3 levels of payment. There's the marquee players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure of their amount, but I'm pretty sure it's around the 23 grand mark, I think. And then there's the priority picks, and they're about, I think, the 18, 19. Mm-hmm. And then there's our you know, everyone else, the base rate is about $8,500
right.
for the time being.
Yep.
But I think mine's a bit less just because of the time.
Time factors, yeah. Plus it's, you mentioned seven rounds and finals. You'd imagine that over time, as that expands, the number of games expand, that they'd also be increases in salaries and that type of thing.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And once the, you know, it becomes more popular, especially with sponsorships and individual sponsorships and like contracts and that type of stuff, I see, the girls be getting paid a lot more. Probably, whether it be much as a men, like, you know, Buddy getting, what, $9 million or something like that a year? Who knows? Possibly not. It'd be good to see
something
that one
to
day.
Aspire to,
yeah, exactly right.
You're looking forward to the travelling in the tournament and that sort of stuff, travelling to Perth, Fremantle, that sort of places?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two interstate games, one in Perth, like you said, and one in Brisbane as well. So that'll be awesome.
Mm.
Very exciting. Go away for the weekend, play some footy.
Just thinking Brisbane in Perth even in February.
Hot.
Pretty warm.
It'll be very hot.
And what's your understanding of how many of the games might be televised? I know they're going to televise a number of them, but as to whether it's all of them, I don't know.
So to my knowledge, I think pretty sure every game is televised on Foxtel.
Yep.
And then there's...
be some on 7 as well.
Yeah, so the round one, Collingwood Carlton's on Channel 7.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure there's maybe 5 or 6 games that are televised on Channel 7, possibly more, which is awesome for us in the coverage and to be able to get our game and brand of footy out there. Be really good footy.
Now, we know what you look like and we're seeing here in the studio, but people listening in can only be able to judge by your number. So what is your number?
Number 31.
31, Ron Barassi. Wow.
I've had that one.
Phil Manassa.
Had that one ever since under 10s down at Rye, so it was pretty special to be able to request that number, and I got
and
it.
You got it.
I was pretty special. I had a bit of a moment. Mum cried. It's pretty special. So.
Right. And I should know this, but they're all the games are being played as curtain raisers to the men's games, are they?
I don't think all of them are. I know there is a couple doubleheaders, but I'm pretty sure that there's a few standalone games, which is awesome for us.
Which were in the doubleheaders, we'll see you playing before some pretty big crowds, I'd imagine, bigger than you've ever played in before, you know,
absolutely.
In the past.
Well, already they've had to move. So originally the Collingwood Carlton games we played at Olympic Park, and due to the practice matches and like how big the numbers have been, the supporters to come watch, we've had to move it to Icon Park, so at Carlton now, which is awesome, like for the AFL, for crowd safety, obviously, but for the number of people, like families, friends, and diehard supporters that want to come watch, it's awesome for our footy and be awesome to go play in front of 20,000 people, like for that atmosphere, and it's very exciting. It's growing already, so that's awesome.
So the first game this Friday, Collingwood play Carlton at
Icon Park.
Icon Park, which is Princess Park in our day, I think, Greg.
Park.
And time of the game?
7:30.
7:30 start, and it's on Foxtel,
Channel 7.
Oh, definitely
fantastic.
Watching.
So what are you watching?
Number 31.
Yeah,
the helmet, though. Got to watch for the helmet.
Helmet? Number 31 with a helmet.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. George, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks for joining us here in the locker room, and best of luck,
not only
Friday in making the team, but over the next 2 or 3 months at the Women's AFL.